lotus flower on the Krishna field. But we can do like so. So if we can do like so, but after this birth we may be clouds. And being clouds, we can give shadow, chaya, shadow on them, and with the tears we can please Krishna. We can please Krishna in such a way. So maybe so fortunate to do like so. All this stuff and all one to see. But actually they will not come and
yeah.
Ja, ab ho gaya. Today.
Okay.
I will have to come Vrindavan with you. In Kamal Sundar. Then we can.
We will just take 5 minutes to ask one some questions. Maybe we can be alone again. We had one question which we wanted to put.
They should go?
They should go because it's the
yeah,
same.
Upper hanging here too.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So I had some questions. One question was asked, could you speak a word? I want to test the sound.
Hare Krishna.
One more.
You can.
No,
you can question.
Okay.
But you should question me very simple questions, not a Vaidantic.
I only know simple questions. I have no intelligence to question in a difficult way. One devotee has written, asking about the Mohini avatar. He says that. Is this Mohini avatar also in the spiritual world? Does she also have her own Vaikuntha planet? And if so, what relationship do the devotees there have with her?
Mohini avatar is samayik. Like Naimittika avatar. Naimittika avatar, you know? Only for Shankar. He requested Krishna to show his Mohini roop that he has manifested in Samudra Manthan. So Samudra Manthan is not a spiritual aprakrita lila, and this is not, I have not read anywhere like so, but I am thinking that these are, you know, casual,
casual, yeah.
Casual manifestations.
Not eternal.
Not eternal.
Okay.
Mm.
Then another question.
What about Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varahadev?
We see that in all Brahmade they come, so there should be eternal manifestation.
In each day of Brahma they come. And in the, you have actually, we have asked you this question before, but still sometimes there is a doubt in different devotees' minds. Matsya avatar, Purma avatar, they are eternal. They must have their own Vaikuntha. In that Vaikuntha planet, are they in the form of Matsya and Purma, or are they in a four-armed Narayan form?
We have seen four arms, Sangha Chakra Gada Padma. Only this body,
the lower portion is like a fish or a tortoise,
fish or anything,
and the upper is
like a as Nagpatni.
Like Nagapatni. And their devotees in that Vaikuntha planet, the devotees there, they would be normal human-like form or also have lower portion to be like fish or tortoise?
We have not seen anywhere like this, but they may have shape like women's and men's.
Yes. Human shape.
Mm.
Can I ask a related question?
Sure.
Our spiritual master said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati considered Jesus Christ even a kind of Shaktivish avatar. So sometimes, because in the West there's so much influence of Christianity, that question is asked, does he have a planet? Does he have a spiritual planet?
Shaktivish avatar has no any planet.
It's just an empowered jiva.
Gifted from Krishna to any qualified jiva-tattva. Like Vyas, Narad, Kapil, Rishabdev, Parshuram, they are Saptavesh avatar. They have no Vaikuntha. In this world, the power of Krishna manifests in their heart and they become so powerful. And by that power, they do all these things. Krishna does all things, making them medium only. So they have no eternal place in Vaikuntha numbers. As we can also give power like this, I will tell that you should beat that man. Then he is powerful. At once, by my telling, he will do. So why Krishna cannot do this? He manifests his power in certain qualified jiva, and then jiva does all these things, like Parshuram and others. But when Ram took that power from Parshuram, he became ordinary Rishi Maharshi. So they have no eternal abode in that space. Narada is also told Shaktyavesh avatar, Bhakti, Bhaktya Shaktyavesh. Kapil. They are only jeeva.
I have a question.
We are